hip met Tern on the meadow's far edge, where the path turned into the woods. Pip had been 15 years old. He had been writing songs competently for years now. Rhyme, meter, hook, all working. But he had been frustrated by one specific pattern.
My songs were uniform in feeling. If a song was happy, it stayed happy. If it was sad, it stayed sad. I couldn't find a way to deepen the song's emotional arc without abandoning the original feeling. My songs were emotionally flat, even when the surface was correct.
He had wandered to the meadow's far edge, looking for new ideas. He had sat down at the edge of the woods. He had not been thinking clearly. He had been waiting. Tern had walked out of the woods.
Tern was a small crow in a traveling coat. The coat was dark blue, slightly worn at the cuffs, with a small inside pocket where Tern kept folded scraps of paper. The scraps had partial song lyrics on them, songs that had not yet decided how to end.
I had walked out of the woods because I had heard Pip muttering. He had been muttering the same chorus over and over. He could not get past it. I knew what was missing.
Tern had sat down beside Pip on the grass. Tern had not said anything for a while. Then Tern had said,
"Your song stays where it started. You need a bridge."
A bridge?
A bridge is the section of the song that walks the lyric into a new feeling, then walks it back. The new feeling makes the return to the chorus mean more than it did the first time.
Pip had not understood at first.
Think of the song as a journey. The verse sets the scene. The chorus is the main statement. After the second chorus, the listener has heard the main statement twice. If you go to it again, it is no longer interesting. So you leave the path. You go into the woods. That is the bridge.
In the bridge, you walk the lyrics somewhere new. A different perspective. A doubt. A small grief. A turn of light. The bridge is allowed to feel different from the rest of the song. It is the place where the song takes a breath of new air.
Then you return. The chorus comes back. But the chorus is now heard through the bridge's new feeling. The return earns its weight. The song deepens.
Pip had thought about this for a long time. He had pulled out his small notebook. He had written down what Tern said. The next song he wrote had a bridge. The bridge had walked the lyric into a different feeling and walked it back. The return to chorus had felt like coming home from somewhere.
I had understood, finally, what had been missing. My songs needed the departure and return. The bridge.
Tern has been Pip's teacher of bridges for many years now. Whenever Pip is writing a song that feels emotionally flat, Tern appears at the edge of his workspace, traveling coat slightly worn, and says the same thing.
The bridge is the song's depth. The departure earns the return. Walk the lyric somewhere new. Then walk it home. The home will mean more for the leaving.